It's over 15 years since the Fitzgerald Inquiry changed the political system in Queensland. But has much changed? Premier Peter Beattie has often spoken of his government's openness and accountability, but the strength of Labor's majority is raising questions, particularly about its use of parliamentary question time. Dr. Ray Ware from the School of Political Science at the University of Queensland says the use of Dorothy Dixer questions become the pattern when governments have effective control of parliament. Dorothy Dixer questions are those which government MPs ask other government MPs.
They're a waste of time, really. I mean, they just are an opportunity for the government to say what they want to say. They're not really putting the government under any pressure, of course, because they're questions from their own side.
She says strong opposition makes for strong government.
When you've got an opposition which is laughable, really, there's very little scrutiny. There's not much media, effective media scrutiny. So I think there are significant issues. So I wouldn't say that we had a vibrant democracy in Queensland.
An upper house has been touted as one way to increase government accountability. But Peter Beattie says there are other ways.
There are people who are passionate about upper houses. I'm not. There are many other ways that you can have accountability here. We have a CMC here, which is a Standing Royal Commission.
Dr. Ray Ware says upper houses are not the most effective form of scrutiny.
You could do a lot better with parliamentary committees. You could do a lot better with FOI that really worked. You could do a lot better with perhaps a better informed electorate. I mean, Queensland schools, for example, don't teach much about politics. So, you know, people tend not to be very interested in it. So there are lots of other things that could be done. But I would say just beefing up the House of Parliament that we have would be a good first step.
Queensland hasn't had an upper house since 1922, when its members voted to abolish the house and effectively sacked themselves. The group became known as the Suicide Squad. A lack of accountability in Queensland politics came to a head in the 1980s under the leadership of Premier Joe Bjelke-Petersen and eventually led to the Fitzgerald Inquiry. As a result of the inquiry, new measures of accountability were introduced, including Freedom of Information legislation and the Crime and Misconduct Commission, or CMC. Dr. Ware says that while there have been significant changes in Queensland politics, some elements of the Bjelke-Petersen era are returning.
We could argue, for example, that there was possibly better media scrutiny during the Bjelke-Petersen era, and I mean that was questioned a lot as to how effective that was. So I think the Beattie regime is pretty fortunate in not being scrutinised very thoroughly.
Peter Beattie disagrees.
We have an accountability where both politicians, police, anyone who misbehaves in any way, any private citizen is empowered to go and complain, and that has to be investigated. I've been investigated. A number of my ministers have been investigated. Senior police have been investigated. I mean, we have a mechanism which means a different level of accountability when it comes to ethics, and that's one of the reasons why you will not find a CMC anywhere else in Australia. And that came out of the Fitzgerald Inquiry, and it came out of Tony Fitzgerald's ideas, and it's one of the lasting legacies which I think he's left in this state, which has made it a better place.
Claire Atkinson reporting for CCN.